Alright, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Uncanny Valley. We are back with more Lust Academy, so let's get started. Obviously, I made my announcement that Monster College is going to be up next, and it's going to join Lust Academy. Hey, Mr. Doorman, can I come in? I have some news. Of course, do come in. I hope your news is good. Not really, to be honest. The seal that I found that I thought was Frida's was a fake. It was some kind of prank by Frida. Oh dear, that's not good at all. She is in a critical condition and we have no leads left. Actually, we do have one more lead.
Really?
I can see you know more than I do on the matter. Please elaborate. Well, Leona told me that all the founders once made a vow that they take to their seals to their graves and not leave them to their descendants. But she also told me that Frida had a hard time accepting this, and thinks she may have broken the vow.
Interesting. I've heard about that vow, yes. That's why we've never looked into their descendants. But if Leona's hunch is true, I know where we can find more information.
Hooray! Leona was sure that you could help.
Have you got to go to a lesson right now?
Not really. I mean, nothing's more important than doing this.
Why? Come on, then. You can keep me company.
Sure, where are we going?
To pay a visit to our lovely librarian, of course.
Now that you mention it, Frida leaving her seal to her descendants makes perfect sense.
It would be a perfect vessel for her knowledge. I believe that we can keep the family trees of all the founders.
Or rather, that we keep all the family trees.
I just hope that Emily can find them under all the dust.
Biographies are not the most popular things to study here.
I imagine that no one has tackled these tomes of history for decades.
Headmaster Arthur!
What a pleasure. How can I help you?
Greetings, Emily. Looking gorgeous as always. Oh, you've brought Grimm with you. What a surprise.
Hey there.
Mr. Doorman and Mr. Grimm... Are you here for the same reason that Grimm visited the secret room?
I'm afraid we are, yes. We need to get some information on the Academy's founders. Emily, dear, would it be a bother for you to bring me the complete history of Cordale and its founders? I'm hoping it might be of use to us today.
The complete history of Cordale and its founders? I haven't seen that book for a while, but I do remember where it is. Give me a minute and I'll get it.
You're a lifesaver. We'll be eagerly waiting for you.
So far, so good. It's amazing how much stuff you can learn in this library. Even boring books like biographies might prove to be helpful.
I'm glad that you see it that way. In the world of magic, knowledge is everything.
You're talking like Frida.
You're right, I do sometimes.
I've got it, I'm coming. Sorry for the delay, it took a little digging out. But this is the book you wanted.
It looks like a cumbersome book. I'll go and help her.
Let me help you. Oh, how nice of you. My goodness, that's a massive book. Where do you want to put it?
Right here on the table.
Here it is. I'm ashamed to say I haven't opened this book in 15 years. There's nothing wrong in admitting that, sir. I haven't read for a long while either.
Well, let's have a look. The Crow Hive Family Tree. I wonder. Grimm, take a look at this. I think I might have found what we're looking for.
Can you tell if she has any living descendants?
I don't get it. I can't see anyone named Crow Hive here. Well, that surprised me too at first, but read this.
Frida's only daughter married a Golgri Hudson. They had a son named Zorin Hudson, and he had a grandson.
After a few generations later, we have Salazar Hudson. I know that name.
Me too. I recently met one of his students. She was trapped in her astral form, so I had to help her return to her body. What a coincidence.
There are no such things as coincidence in this world, Grimm. I would rather believe that it is a stroke of fate.
Fate?
Everything that happens to us has a meaning. We just don't see it at the time. And that's not the only coincidence I see here. Would you believe me if I told you that Salazar Hudson is an old friend of mine, and a great wizard at that? You could describe him as a pioneer in his field. I'm surprised that he has never once mentioned his ancestral connection with Frida.
I'll contact him immediately and arrange a meeting. Emily, I don't know what we'd do without you. Or, Emily, I don't know what we would do without you. Thank you so much.
Not at all, Arthur. I was only doing my job.
And you have done splendidly. Thank you once again. Oh dear. We were so busy with our research that we forgot the time. I'm afraid we're all running late for the Academy meeting.
Oh no, the students will get worried if you don't show up.
I know. Come on, friends, we must hurry. Listen, Grim, you have done a great job and you deserve some time to rest. Don't worry yourself about this over the weekend. Relax and have some fun. In the meantime, I'll contact Salazar and set up a meeting. Talk to me on Monday. When you get back, then I'll decide what you should do next.
Sure thing, Headmaster. Thank you.
Greetings, students. Before we begin, I'd like to apologize to you all for the delay. Unfortunately, I had some urgent business I simply could not ignore. Now I am really happy to see you all here today. I am sure all of you know that every Saturday morning, we have a brief glimpse at the results of our house tournament, and then determine and announce that week's winning house. However, the rules will change starting today.
What's he on about? Oh, Grim, I'm so confused.
We thought long and hard on making your stay at the Academy even more interesting and memorable. We came to the conclusion that it will not be fair to provide the privilege to visit Dale based solely on your academic scores. The competitive spirit is good, but the right to rest is a basic right for everyone. The very process of learning is important, but it does not change the fact that the students of the Academy can and should have quality leisure time to reveal and fully develop their talents. Now, I am proud to inform you all that visiting Dale is no longer a privilege reserved for the winning house of the week. Now, all students can visit Dale on weekends regardless of the tournament outcome.
That's something I was hoping would happen anyway.
Dude, you heard that, right? This changes everything.
Oh yeah, I can't believe it. And finally, a note on behalf of Cordale Council. You have all worked very hard, and we are very proud of your achievements. However, competition is indeed one of the keys to unlock your full potential. By engaging in it, you are required to show perseverance and skill. We are happy to be part of your meandering path to discovery towards your true potential. The fairy is waiting for you. I hope all of you return completely rejuvenated and refreshed. Take care, everyone, and have a lovely weekend.
Before wishing everyone a good weekend, I would like to remind you all that as students of the Academy, you all represent our educational institution. At the same time, this imposes a certain responsibility on you. We rely on your discretion and self-control. However, I'm sure that there will be no problems at all. We are all adults and this should speak for itself. That is all. You can go now.
Hi, Grim. Nice to see you, Haley. Are you ready for the best weekend of your life?
Always. You're so cute, Grim, hee-hee.
Okay, I'm gonna go say hi to Lily, but I'm hoping to see you soon.
Many interesting things are awaiting me. Sometimes it's difficult to believe that this isn't just a sweet dream.
This is a beautiful view, after all. The sea breeze feels great, and this is just the beginning. I can't believe I'm gonna be back in Dale so soon.
Guys, let's hurry up, please. Now there are only 3 minutes until our ferry departs, unless you change your mind about going to Dale.
Hey, I'm so glad to see her again. Excuse me.
Haley, I'm so glad to see her again, even though I saw her just 5 minutes ago. I can gaze at her beautiful long hair billowing upon the wind forever. Oh, I already feel like it's going to be a great weekend. Oh yeah, I love a little gentle breeze on my face, and the weather is always as amazing.
All right, Dale, get ready. I'm on my way in a few hours.
Dale, sweet Dale. I've missed these streets and all the possibilities this town provides.
What should I do first?
Oh yes, I promised Samantha I'd talk to Ashley. I'm curious if she's all right myself, so it's settled. Next destination, Ashley.
Hello, Mina.
Hello, welcome to Daily Lee Apartments.
Are they? Yeah, it's saying Dale Lee, but it's different on the text.
Oh, Grim, it's you. Sorry, I didn't recognize you at first. Is there something I can help you with? Look, I'm looking for a girl. Her name is Ashley Rose. I know that she's living in your hotel. Tell me, please, what room is she in? Our hotel respects the confidentiality of its guests. Unfortunately, we don't provide information about the residents to random people. It's not like I'm just a random person. Actually, Ashley and I are almost related. Almost related? How is that? We grew up together. I'm her foster brother. Yes, but Miss Rose didn't mention anything about any family visits. Yeah, it's kind of a surprise. We haven't seen each other for a while, so I decided to visit her. Well, in that case, third floor, room number 305. Do not hesitate to come to me with anything. Any problems, questions, or suggestions? Thanks, Mina. How are you, by the way? How's your well-deserved promotion going? Oh, it feels like my boss is just about to promote me. I'm trying really hard not to ruin anything, so he can't pick on me. I'm sure that with a bit of effort, you'll make it. Alright, see you around. Have a good time, Grim. Okay, at least I know she's alive and fine. If I can't meet Ashley right now, I'll have to come later. And before that, I have time to look around and enjoy Dale. I think it's about time to drop by Gordon's shop. Perhaps he has some interesting items for sale, or maybe even a job opportunity. This way? No, higher, the last shelf. What were you listening to when I told you where to put it? Look, Dad, we have a visitor.
I'll take care of it, but don't get distracted, and don't drop anything.
Hey, Grim. Long time no see. I missed you.
Hey, Willow. Hey, are you even listening to me? Put the book on the shelf instead of talking. Back from winter break, huh?
Yeah, kind of.
What, you think you can just disappear and then come back?
But I didn't think that...
I'm just kidding. Good to see you, kid. Come on in, I got a lot of new stuff.
Good to see you, Gordon.
Oh, what a handshake. You're not a boy anymore. You're a man. Come on, there's no use talking. Let's go see my merchandise.
Actually, I just came by to say hello.
You haven't seen the merchandise and you're already refusing.
Put a book like that?
Oh, a what?
Yeah, that'll do. Poor Willow, not so easy to please her father. How lovely it would be if she was hovering there without her panties on. On the other hand, given that Gordon keeps looking up, that'd be really, really weird. But what am I not allowed to dream or something? Hey, what are you looking at? I was just looking at where you put the book.
Yeah. You guys are all the same. Ugh. Willow, wait. What's wrong with her?
I don't know.
Oh, those teenagers. They're always getting something in their heads. Don't mind them. So, do you want to take a closer look at the merchandise?
Don't tell me you just come in here and don't even look at it.
There's no way to do business, kid.
Alright, there's one product I'm interested in after all.
Well, what's that?
That's the book that Willow was displaying. Oh, it's important since you put it on the top shelf.
Oh, you've got a knack for it.
And the binding is so attractive. It's a spell book, right?
Something like that. But I'll tell you right now, kid, I'm not selling it to you.
What's that about?
It's a book of necromancy practice and other dangerous stuff. If I sell it to a student author, shave me and make me eat my own beard.
It makes me even more intrigued. Alright, no.
Actually, I don't really have that much money left. I thought I'd ask if you needed a fisherman again. Oh boy, if I did, I'd tell ya. We just haven't had time to change the sign. There's a mermaid attack on the lake and it's temporarily closed.
Those damn mermaids, right?
I might have another job for ya. But I'm not sure yet. Come back another time to talk about it.
Sure.
I don't think I'm going to be able to get anything here today. Can't think of anything I need, and I don't have much money. But I'll be sure to stop by if I need anything.
That's what you all say.
Well, since the book isn't for sale, I don't need anything here, and I don't have enough money for anything. Gordon's got away with prices. I'd rather go to Whistley Spa.
Oh, I'll bet.
Been a long time since we saw her.
I think I have enough money for a massage, don't we all?
Thanks, but not today. I'll be off.
I'll see you later.
Nice weather today. Maybe I could walk around the streets after the massage and get some air. Okay, I'll see how long it takes and then we'll decide. Oh, I miss this place. Oh yeah, that redhead. Can't forget her. I feel more relaxed and cozy just entering here. Hi, welcome to Whistly Spa and Massage. Oh, a familiar face. I hadn't seen you in a while. Yeah, it was the winter holidays. Sounds lovely. Did you celebrate Christmas or Yule? My family is not magical, so Christmas. In that case, Merry Christmas. Aha, thank you. Hey, did you order the new massage oil? This one is no use when it comes to hot clients. I told you a million times we need oil for sensitive skin. Stop yelling! I'm with a client. Come in here if you want to talk. Sorry about that, my sister's a bit of a know-it-all. No worries. Wow! There is something special about twins. All kinds of crazy things come to mind when I see them. So why did you buy this shitty oil? Language! Don't you see we have a client? Oh please, as if he's going to get offended by that. You just like to make me feel embarrassed. Sure, why not? After ordering that oil, you deserve a little bit of embarrassment. Wait, there's two of you? Wait, so there's two of you? Wow, who'd have thought? But then, who was flirting with me all this time? Hee hee. Sorry if you got caught up in our little game. Ooh, green eyes and red hair. That one there. I'm pretty sure we both messed with you a bit. But for what it's worth, it's a real pleasure massaging you. Anyway, sorry for that. Forget about it. It wasn't that unpleasant. Cool, thanks. Okay, I'm gonna get prepped. If you like a massage, welcome to my place of business. Wow, she is something. Even if I didn't want to get a massage before. Now, I kind of want to. Would you like to get a massage? How can I decline this generous offer? Especially now, after being encouraged by your sister. Lord, can I get both of you at one time? It'd be amazing. Great choice. Move to that room as soon as you are ready to start. This room smells so nice. All these scents send me in a blissful, relaxed state. Can't wait to lie down and relax. It's always so clean and tidy here. I love this place. Hey there, are you ready? Sure. Work your magic. Just give me a few seconds to prepare, to ensure my hands are smooth and oily for you. No problem. Whatever a professional needs. Oh, do you like it?
Oh, yes.
You have a lot of tension in your shoulders. I would do my best to take that tension away from you.
Wow. Oh.
Yes, the lower back is just as important. It feels so good. You have such a nice round ass. If you weren't my client, I'd try to slap it. Guess you still can. Eh, not today, that's for sure. Today's session is over. Would have hurt more than helped if I'd continued. Wait, what? You say that today there won't be extra options? I had some ideas for you and me to try. No, not today. We don't have the right oil for that. Who needs oil when you can use saliva instead? Hey there. Listen, it may sound fun for you. It even sounds fun for me. But this is a massage in a spa place. Not a brothel. So I can't do that. However, there's only a problem for now. Come back next time you're around. I'll do my best to fulfill your wishes then. Goodbye. You got yourself a deal. Well, that wasn't what I expected, but my body feels amazing. I feel like $1,000,000! As if I had a great 10 hours sleep. What a magical touch she has. Just imagining how good her extra offer will be. Makes me want to come back here sooner. Wow, how much time did I spend there? It's evening already. It's gonna take a stroll, but I know a better place to spend my evening. The club. Besides, I haven't talked to Adele since that time with Rommel. With Rommel, I need to know that she's okay. It's nice to see that business here goes as good as usual. Adele's club always has a line outside waiting for a chance to get in. I'm lucky to have my VIP card. Hey there, gorgeous. Oh, Grim. Oh, Grim, it's nice to see you, honey. Wow, it's like my brain short circuits whenever I see her smile. You look stunning. It's like you're just glowing. Oh, Grim, thank you for the compliment. It's so sweet to hear that. You know, really glad you stopped by Lady Luck today. Oh, is something going on? Is there something special about today? Nothing really special. It's just a significant day for me. Today marks exactly 4 years since I opened the club. Wow, congrats. Yeah, it's been 4 years. 4 years, thinking back on it, it seems like it was just yesterday. I think that's a good reason for a celebratory drink. A reason a drink sounds like music to my ears. Oh, but I remember you said you don't drink on the job. I don't, but sometimes you can make an exception. Like the anniversary of my own club, haha. In that case, let's head to the bar. With pleasure. You know, I don't remember what was here before, but I'm happy you're here now. Your club is literally my favorite place in Dale. Cheers to a lovely and welcoming owner. Well, I have times where I wonder why I started all this. But when I hear praises from those I really care about, it inspires and motivates me to keep making people's lives better. Let's hope that fire and inspiration never burns out, Adele. You know, people around you can feel that energy. On your energy, your passion is glowing brighter than you know. That's what makes you so amazing. And that's what I like about you. Oh, I hear compliments like that all the time, but it's different when you say them. You say what you really think and feel. Simple and sincere without holding back. It makes you different from the other guys I know. That's what I like about you. And I really want to ask you something. I don't know how to say this, but... anything you want to know, just ask. The last time we saw each other didn't end in the best way. Diego, how did that pan out? There was no need to reinvent the wheel, so I just turned him into the police. As you should. It won't really help, but at least it'll give me a break. I just want to treat it like a bad dream and forget it. I can understand that. Maybe I should change the topic. Oh my god, it's so noisy here. Honestly, I prefer a more quiet place to talk. Yeah, I agree. Come on, I know where we can go. With you? Where are we going? You'll see, sweetie. Are we going to the VIP room? I think it's a bit more suitable for intimate conversation. You don't mind, right? Not at all. I'd follow you to the ends of the world. Go ahead and make yourself at home. You know, I designed the whole room myself. It's all made to make you feel at ease. In fact, there's a science to keeping a customer happy and satisfied. Well, I can say you definitely mastered that science. I'm feeling pretty relaxed and a bit excited right now. This feeling is mutual, haha. Let's have a toast to this great place and its wonderful owner. I wish you only the best. Thank you, sweetie. Cheers! Oh, I forgot that I'm a bit of a lightweight. You might notice I don't drink too often. Working here, I've seen my share of drunks behaving like pigs. That's why I rarely drink. But with you, I feel relaxed, like I can be myself. I hope you don't mind if I get comfortable. Of course not, beautiful. Only issue is, her shapely, long, and beautiful legs are getting so close to my cock that it's turning me on! Her skin is so soft and smooth. I'm getting hard. Shit, she's gonna feel it with her tender toes. Oh, that's for the foot people and the leg people. And what's this? So big. Sorry, Adele, I can't help it. Your feet are a turn-on. I can feel them massaging me through my pants. It's giving me chills. Come on, you can loosen up and let go. Just enjoy the moment, sweetie. To be honest, I fantasize about your dick a lot. Whoa, really? Wonder what it looks like. It's a great big pink tentacle. Like just right out of the manga. And I get so horny just thinking about it. Sweetie, Adele! You need to come down and see this quick! Oh my god, Rommel, you just can't barge in here whenever you want. Sorry, but there's a police officer down there. What? A fight broke out between the guests and someone called the cops. They want to see you. I tried telling them you're busy. It didn't help. And they want us to shut down the club. What? Yeah, they're gonna question everyone. Oh well, it's not a big deal. I can handle it. Sorry, Grim, another time. Use the back door. I don't want you to get dragged into this. Thank you, really. Phew, as you can tell, I can't even get some privacy at my own club. Someone's gonna need me anyway. No problem, Adele. Don't worry. I'm sure we'll have other nights. Thanks for everything. I'll see you soon. You're always welcome here. Thank you, hee-hee. Bye. Damn, it's going so well. Really had a wonderful evening. The right person at the right place. What could have been better? Anyway, let's get out of here. Last thing I need is a confrontation with the police. Nice of Romo letting me out the back door. Still, the situation sucks ass. We had a good thing going there, and now, only thing left is to hope Aki hasn't closed yet. Could really use his tasty coffee now. Hey, Aki. How are ya? Oh, hello. Haven't seen you in a while. Yeah, I was on winter break. Oh, sweet. How did it go? Did you have fun? Oh, definitely. It was an adventure. I'm jealous. I haven't had a break in so long. I'd love to travel to different places to look for exotic ingredients. Oh, really? Are you into brewing potions? Potions? Nah. I'm talking about special ingredients for coffee. You know, even though 99% of the customers order espresso or latte, for that 1% that do care, I'd like to make a difference. A noble pursuit, man. What kind of ingredients are we talking about? Pumpkin spice? Pumpkin spice is child's play compared to my recipes. Really? What kind of crazy things did you get? Ever heard of jester slimes? Jester slimes? Don't think so. Is that like a slime with a jester's hat? They're fascinating creatures. They feed on the most poisonous plants in South America, which makes them extremely poisonous since they store all the plant's poison inside. In fact, they become so potent that there aren't any known antidotes. But the slimes taste like cotton candy, marshmallow, and lemongrass. How do you know what they taste like? You have to collect half-digested slimes from birds who eat them and extract their slimy goo. Please don't tell me you've done that. Oh, I have. And it was delicious. Okay, I get it. But I don't have much of an appetite right now. Besides, looks like you got new customers. Indeed. Don't you two live under the same roof? We are, in more ways than you think, actually. What do you mean? We grew up together. Sorry, bro, but I've got to say hi. I'll change my mind about ordering something. I'll get over that creepy story about slugs. Haha, sure, I get it. Have a good one. Samantha! I don't think she has any idea I'm standing right beside her. Well, it would be a crime to not take advantage of this funny situation. Hey, who is it? Alright, someone's up for a game. Let me see. Lily? Aha! I think I know who it is. It is. Is it you, Grim? Boo! Ah, oh no! Oh shit, who'd have thought she'd spill her coffee? I'm so sorry, Sam, I just... Aw, man, it's so hot, my whole hand burns. Something tells me my hand's gonna be red for a while. I mean, who does that, Grim? You scared me. And now the chair is all wet, just like my pants. Samantha, baby, I'm so sorry. I didn't think this would happen. Come on, there's a dry chair right here. It's my fault, I should be punished with my own wet pants. Oh, Grim, this doesn't feel right, especially since you didn't do it on purpose. Go on, the dry seat's right here. Sorry, maybe I'm just overreacting. I mean, nothing really terrible has happened, right? Don't even think about apologizing, Sam. I'm really sorry about this situation. I was just trying to cheer you up, and that's all. By the way, I already ordered you a new coffee. Oh, you shouldn't have, but I'm glad you did. Is it just me, or does she look very upset? I can see you're sad, Sammy. It is my fault, right? What? No, of course not. Olivia just called to say that Miss Whitney, my first teacher, she died yesterday. Oh. Time slows for no one, not even the great ones. So, were you two close? She wasn't just a teacher to me. She became more like a surrogate parent or a guardian angel. As a child, I absolutely adored her. She baked me brownies. What kind of brownies? Then as I grew up, we became friends. She was a very brave and strong woman. She had a really hard life, but she never ever lost her optimism and hope. I think she subconsciously gave me a lot of insights. The last time I went home for the holidays, we met and had a little chat. She said that she had been feeling kind of sick, and now she's gone. I know exactly how you feel right now, Sammy. It's hard to accept the death of a loved one. You just need some time. No matter how trite it sounds, time heals all wounds. You know what? Try to remember all those funny stories related to her.
try to think of her, not with sadness, but with a smile. Excuse me, and here's your coffee. Thank you very much, Aki. I don't know about the funny ones, but there was one story. When I overslept my graduation exams, she drove to my house to wake me up and bring me to school. If she hadn't done that, I would have had to repeat the whole year. Now when I think about it, it just blows my brain. Wow. Wait, did you really oversleep your graduation exam? Why don't I remember any of this? My alarm clock didn't go off that morning. It seems like such a small thing, but it could cost me a lot. You and I weren't exactly close in those days, Grim. You were too passionate about sports and had little interest in my life. Despite that, they were lovely days. I can't say I don't like the way I live now, but sometimes I miss school and all those teenage stories, especially when I think back to how kind Ashley was when she was younger. She always looked up to me and was so kind and, you know, opened. Speaking of Ashley, how's she doing? Have you talked to her lately? Not yet. I was at the hotel, but she wasn't there. But don't worry. She's fine and safe, I promise. If anything was wrong, Mina would have told me. I'll make sure to talk to her first thing tomorrow morning. Is it a promise? Sure thing. Thank you. It means a lot. It's getting late, and I still need to make a few calls and meet with my friends, so I get it. It was nice meeting you here, Sam. Have a good evening. You too, Grim. Bye. Ashley? Knock, knock. Anybody home? Wait, how can she leave the door open? Is this a joke? And I'm hearing the sound of rushing water. Oh, Ash, you're so carefree. Anyway, I'll wait for her. There are no other options. Wow, this is so cozy. This room is so nice. I'd live here myself, heh heh. Such a warm, homely atmosphere. The Leonhardt living room is cozy too, but in a different way. I can't even explain this feeling. Whoa, it seems that Ash has new toys. And it looks just like her favorite toy, Toby. Perhaps Ash still misses home. And what do we have here? Another favorite toy. Hee hee hee. Yeah, I'm hardly going to mix it up with something else. Aw, Ash, she's definitely grown up, that's for sure. There's such a funny contrast between that toy and the teddy bear. I'm hesitant to even consider asking Ashley about that. Perhaps it's not necessary at all. It's none of my business. And what are you thinking about, friend? Yeah, well, I'm talking to a stuffed animal. What's next? Wait a minute. How long is the water stop making running? It's what it says here, guys. You motherfucker! Hey, wait, are you... Hey, what are you... Shit! Son of a... Ah, my head! Ashley, did you... Oh my god, Grim! You're awake, I was starting to think you were dead. Did you hit me? You scared me so much, I didn't even think it was you. Or you out of your mind? I thought someone snuck into my room. If you're worried about someone breaking into your room, why the fuck would you leave the door open? Yeah, but I had to do something, so I decided... You decided to hit me in the head with an iron pan. Yeah, I get it. I'm sorry. I'm really sorry. I really didn't want to. Ice, maybe? Ice. I feel like my head's about to split in half. Just a shortness of breath and the white spots in my field of vision. When I hit my head, I didn't have that problem. My anxiety ramped up is what happened. You should have told me you were coming. Not just breaking into my apartment. I got out of the shower and saw a strange male silhouette in my room. What else was I supposed to think? Okay, you're completely right about all that, but that doesn't make my head any better. I know what can help you. Go ahead, surprise me. Freshly brewed coffee or tea, whatever you like. You want some? Okay, sure. And then Jacob brought me here. The apartment is wonderful, isn't it? It was a little scary to fall asleep here all alone at first, but now I'm used to it. By the way, I've been having some weird dreams here. But I'm sure it's just because of the change of scenery. And how's it feel to be in a new place? Have you looked around already? Very cool and very strange. Yeah, I think that's the right word. But it's so great to be on my own and not depend on anyone. There's no need to listen to Dawn's constant whining anymore. I can do exactly what I want, not what someone else wants. Everything I've been through, though, it's been worth the freedom I've got now. And what about Dale? Not so much Dale, I mean, but this whole magical world. When I came to this place for the first time, it was a real shock. What can I tell you? It's all very new to me, of course.
At first, I walked down the street with widened eyes because I couldn't believe I really saw what I was seeing. I mean, everything I've read about in children's books, it all really exists. Even though I stopped believing in fairy tales, a fairy tale came into my life. That's a good thing to say. When I went for a walk around the neighborhood on my first day and saw a real-life dwarf, almost died right there. It's easier now, of course, but it's still difficult for me to see an elf on the street and act like it's a regular thing. An elf, Grim! An elf! As well as pixies and other unnatural things. Unnatural things, haha. Just don't say that in front of them. I assure you, their feelings are no less vulnerable than humans. So be careful out there. Actually, I think you'll get used to it pretty quickly. In a month, you'll take it all for granted, like it has always been that way. Oh, she's got some macaroons. All right, one second, I'll have another cup of tea. It all looks so nice and homelike. I really missed it. Those kitchen conversations. And Ashley's face so relaxed and calm. And this short, tight-fitting blouse. I literally can't look away. And how do you spend your time here? Have you made any friends yet? Well, that's the problem. Yeah, I talked to a nice girl at the store. What's her name? Willow. Yeah, she seems really nice. But that's all. I don't have anyone else to talk to. And there is kind of nothing to do here, frankly. Plus the fact that I don't have much money. I thought about getting a job, but there aren't many options. I hate to say it, but I need a job and I don't have any skills. Well, where there's a will, there's a way. Mm-hmm. You could get a job at a coffee shop, at a hotel. You could work at a Chomsky shop, or at the massage parlor. There's a lot of places to work here, even if it at first doesn't seem like that. There's even a nightclub. A nightclub? It's like a real one? Well, yeah, with girls and other things. Pretty good with Adele. She's the owner. Girls? Strippers, you mean? Well, yes, that's right. Anyway, I don't think you're interested in it. You don't have much to do there. Look, that's a great idea. What idea? Getting a job at the nightclub? Awesome idea, yeah. Just think about it. I'm a great dancer and I have a good figure. The job's easy and the pay's good, I think. Well, oh wow, I could be a stripper? Wow, that's what I've always wanted to do. I got a great figure and I love to dance. Moving and moving at my own pleasure. Sounds just perfect. I hope you're joking right now, Ash. I refuse to take this seriously. Listen, can you introduce me to that girl? You know, that Adele you're good with? Oh my god, why did I even mention the nightclub? I had to think about who I was talking to. Ashley, I'm not going to introduce you to anyone. Don't even think about it, okay? Do you have any idea what you're saying? Do you really want to be a stripper at a nightclub? And most importantly, when there are so many other good places. I can easily see you as a waitress in that cute little apron. You make coffee for customers and they'll smile. Isn't it great? Okay, I'll think about it. Did we give her $50 or we save the money for later? That's a good question. You know what? I see you guys in my comments section. Let me know. Do we give her $50 or do we save the money? I'm going to leave it out for here. Alright guys, this is the Grim Lord. We'll see you back here with more Lust Academy Season 2 coming at ya next week. I'm out.